From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
This has got to be testing $10, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, probably. So another day, another global dairy trade auction, and the downward trend in prices has continued overnight. So the global dairy trade price index has fallen 3%, so that's the aggregate index. And weaker prices, Mike, across all of the categories, actually. Butter, which some people will cheer, is down 7.6%. Cheddar, 2.7%. Mozzarella fell 2.8%. And the two key categories, skim milk powder, that was only down 0.6%. It's only a small fall there. Whole milk powder down 1.9%. Look, the facts are the last seven auctions have all ended with a decline in the overall price index, and 10 out of the last 12 auctions have seen declines. So there's clear that the supply-demand sort of imbalance is playing out here. It would appear that global milk production is outstripping demand at the moment. Recently, Rabobank did note that the velocity of milk supply growth across most key export regions has exceeded expectations, and they see global milk production going up in the second half of 2025. So yeah, I think you're probably right. I think that that forecast farm gate milk price could now get revised lower. But I just think we've got to be realistic about this, Mike. Even if the forecast price doesn't have a 10 big figure on it, prices are still very healthy. I guess you would say that we need all the tailwinds we can get at the moment, don't we, from a sort of a national economic point of view. But if the broader economy picks up next year, that's probably more relevant from a New Zealand Inc. point of view. Yeah, but prices are weakening off.
And Sanford, good news story there, turnaround.
Oh, wasn't it? So while we're talking about exporting animal proteins, yes, Sanford. So Sanford's listed on the NZX. It reported its full year results yesterday. I think it's probably one of the oldest listed companies on the exchange. In its different iterations, it's been around for 150 years, listed on the NZX in 1924. It was a record full year result, being described as excellent. The interesting point to note here, Mike, is revenue, $584 million. That didn't change a lot, but a big shift in profit. So net profit after tax, $63.7 million, and that is, as they say, up 224% on the previous year. So a pretty eye-catching increase, well above expectations. I think you commented on it a little bit earlier, a continuation of astute management by the whole management team, really, but led by CEO David Mair, who came to Sanford from Skellerup. Yes, and that net debt number that you talked about as well. So net debt, $93.4 million, but it's $92 million down. So they've almost halved their net debt. 10 cents per share dividend for the full year. The aquaculture business going very well. That's salmon and mussels. They exceeded expectations. Wild catch, that's fallen a little short. Could be a focus of management attention in the FY26. Reduced corporate overheads. In their commentary, they talked about the ongoing global demand for protein, but there was a note of caution in the outlook over turbulence in global markets. But share price reacted pretty positively, up 5.2%. Got to say, well done, Sanford. That is a really good result.
Dead right. What about Fletcher's?
Oh, look, Mike, there was a bit of noise yesterday about, I think there's some media about this speculation of the sale of their residential development business. That's not news, Mike. It's been common knowledge that they've been trying to sell it, so I don't think there's really anything to see there.
Okay, and then there's still demand for the debt.
Mate, yesterday, NZDMO, that's the New Zealand Debt Management Office, have overseen, I would say, another very successful tender of New Zealand government bonds. Now, we've got a deficit, we've got to fund it, we fund that by selling New Zealand government bonds overseas, and there is great demand for our government securities. So they tender bonds all year round, but every now and then they have these bigger tenders, sort of from time to time. They sold $6 billion of 10-year bonds yesterday. The government raised the cash at 4.34%, $24 billion worth of interest. There is a very healthy market out there for our government debt, Mike.
Interesting. Good stuff. What are the numbers?
So, yeah, weakness, and still we're seeing this weakness in the mega cap tech. So that continues. This is ahead of the NVIDIA result. And we've got all this data coming out now, and a little bit of uncertainty over the Fed's next move and jobs, things like that. So that will play out over the course of this week. But red numbers everywhere. The Dow is down 1.14%, 46,059. That's down 530 points. The S&P 500 is down 45 points, 0.67%, 6627. And the NASDAQ down 1.25%, 282 points, 22,432. So we're seeing this across all markets. FTSE 100 was down 132 points, 1.37%. 9543 the close there. The Nikkei, a bit of tension between Japan and China at the moment. The Nikkei fell over 3%, 1,620 points, 48,702. Shanghai Composite down 0.8, 3939. The Aussies had a horrible day yesterday, down 1.94%. 167 points, 8469. And we joined in the angst. We were down 1.16%, 156 points, 13,343. Kiwi dollar, 0.5658 against the US, 0.8703 Aussie, 0.4887 against the euro, 0.4305 against the pound, 87.96 Japanese yen. Gold still above 4,000, 4,063 US dollars. And Brent crude, $64.06.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.